Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, retired United States Navy Seabees, two combat tours in Iraq. I am the director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Also, our sub-programs that we have, which is Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and Silver Star Veterans and Widows. And now that we're coming into the Christmas season, it's also Christmas for the troops. And so, and WarmaVet, we have a program called WarmaVet. And so, we are involved in all different types of things in the community and honoring our veterans, making sure that we remember their service and their sacrifice, and then taking care of our young veterans and their families and our older veterans and their widows here in our community. And then as we prepare to ship boxes overseas, we'll be collecting those items and we'll be putting them in boxes here in December, and we'll be shipping those overseas to our military personnel who are serving around the world in care of our freedom right now, making sure that we take care of them also. And then we have the program that is WarmaVet. WarmaVet is a program where we have people donate knitted hats and scarves and gloves and things like that, or donated items, where when we have veterans come to us that are in need, or they have they don't have any clothes or jackets or anything like that, we distribute and hand out these warm clothing items also to help make sure that our doesn't matter if they're a senior veteran or they're a younger veteran, if they're in need, we help to try to take care of that need. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us as an organization to step up into our community and to be able to take care of these needs of our veterans, young and old. Our men and women serve all around the world for us, past, present, and future. And it's so important for us to continue to remember that a lot of times when they come back, they don't have the same opportunities that those who have stayed at home do. And it's our privilege and our opportunity to make sure that the mission continues for us to take care of our veterans who have served and taken care of us. Ladies and gentlemen, we still have a freedom in our nation that has been bought with the blood and the sacrifice of our veterans. And it's so important for us to continue to remember and honor those who have served to make that happen. We have our holiday meals program coming up for our military families and our senior veterans and that are in need this Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it's our Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services military family program for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And I'd like to invite you, if you have the opportunity, to be able to donate to this program. We always take monetary donations. If you want to make a money donation, that's fantastic. We use that to buy hams and turkeys. But we'd like you to donate grocery items. So when you go buying grocery items for your Thanksgiving or your Christmas, and you have the opportunity to spend a little bit extra money on the items that go along with a holiday meal, such as canned food items, stuffing, rice, potatoes, cookies, hams or turkeys, gravy packages, things like that, canned vegetables, corn, string beans, anything like that. I would invite you, if you have the opportunity, to be able to help donate to our program to take care of those that are in need, our military families that are in need here in our community. You can contact the museum office at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. I am the contact. Rob Burrows on the contact, and we put all these items together. We get them all set up, and then we go ahead and hand these military meals out to these families. You know, a lot of times these veterans are by themselves or whatever else. They're on limited incomes and things like that. And this is our opportunity to say thank you, a big thank you to them. Once a year when we give them a turkey at Thanksgiving or a ham at Christmas, it goes with all of the fixings to take care of a meal for most of a week, both at Thanksgiving and at Christmas with all the leftovers and things like that. And so it's a great opportunity for us to let them know, especially Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving back to them for their service. And that Thanksgiving continues on into the Christmas season when we say thank you again with a Christmas meal for them. And that's the time that we hand out the hats or the toys or things like that to different families. We have a Navy widow who donates to our program every year. She donated over 200 toys to our Homeward Bound program for our military families at Christmas time. She is a wonderful person with a wonderful heart. We've helped her through our Silver Star Veterans and Widows program, and she continues to donate back and to give back because she was able to receive her widow's pension, which helped her to keep her home. And she, now that she has a little bit of that pension all through the year, she buys toys and things like that. And then we pick up those toys. I just picked them up this last week, over 200 toys that she donated out of her thankfulness and love for our veterans. Her father was a World War I veteran. Her husband was a World War II Korean War veteran and Master Chief. And he's buried out over at Reading Memorial Park. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for us to share with those in need in our community and for them to be able to share back to us. It's a handshake. It's a love for those who are in need, who have served our country along with their families. And we greatly appreciate that. Once again, if you'd like to go ahead and donate to the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Program for Christmas and for Thanksgiving, the phone number at the museum office is 378-2280. 378-2280. And right now with Shasta County going back into purple again, I guess on Monday, we are by appointment only. So if you show up and nobody's at the building there at 2110 North Street in Anderson, it's because we are not open to the public. We are by appointment only. And so we're constantly taking care of issues and things behind the scenes for the museum and for our programs, also taking care of the facilities. You know, when you have multiple facilities, that means that we have to make sure the roofs aren't leaking. That means that we have to make sure that that everything is secure and sound, and as people make donations of military items and things like that, we're constantly receiving those items, preparing them, cleaning them, putting them together. One of the items that was donated to the museum here in the last several months was the uniform of Colonel Wessel, United States Marine Corps aviation pilot. He is an American hero. He served during World War II flying F-4U Corsairs. He flew during the Korean War flying F-4U Corsairs and fighter jets, and then he flew during the Vietnam War and also was a squadron commander. And I had the great privilege of meeting him and knowing him on multiple occasions. He was always at the Marine Corps ball. And the last time I saw him, he was wearing his Marine Corps colonel uniform 3 years ago at the Marine Corps ball. And he and I would always exchange compliments and talk with each other. He was a supporter of the Northern California Veterans Museum. As a Navy Seabee working with the Marine Corps all over the world, we had a connection there through the Marine Corps and through the Navy Seabees. And when he passed away, I was one of the pallbearers at his funeral there at the Igo Veterans Cemetery in honor of his family and in honor of him personally as his service and as a comrade and a friend. And 6 months ago, his wife and his daughter came into the museum. They donated his full dress uniform, his colonel's dress uniform from World War II. I mean, this uniform is 60-plus years old. It's the same uniform that he wore at the Marine Corps ball. In fact, the last time I saw him wearing the uniform was at the Marine Corps ball. And so we just were able to prepare that uniform and get it cleaned and put together and put on a mannequin and put in a display case there at our offices. And now we have Colonel Wessel's uniform and his memory alive in the Veterans Office there at the Veterans Museum on display. And it's just an absolutely beautiful uniform. It's pristine. But the biggest thing is it shows the service medals of where he served, what he did, and how he helped to serve and protect and defend this nation. And he was received the Flying Cross, the Navy Flying Cross. He had his wings, he had multiple missions, all of the different things. But once again, his medals from World War II through Korea and Vietnam. And as I was putting the uniform on the mannequin and putting it together, I was thinking and reminiscing of the times that he and I talked, and that the last time I shook his hand before he passed away, he was wearing that uniform at the Marine Corps ball. It doesn't get any more personal than that, ladies and gentlemen, to work with a war hero, a man that you respect, a man who served his country faithfully, took care of his family, and then to be able to take the representation of his service with that dress uniform and to be able to clean it, put it together, and display it in honor of the man that you know, in honor of the hero, the American hero that he was, that lived right here in our area. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And that song is actually a song that is sung by the school children, the elementary school children at the Metier Elementary School in Red Bluff every Veterans Day. I've been there for the last 6 years as one of the host guests talking about Veterans Day and being able to work with several hundred kids. It's always such a privilege to know that Red Bluff honors our veterans in such a way and teaches the kids these songs and teaches them all of the different military hymns and songs. And they sing it to the veterans that are there. And it's I thank the Red Bluff Elementary School District for teaching our children. Now, we're not going to have a program this year on Veterans Day because of all the COVID issues. The COVID issues are such a curse to our nation because they take away from the events that are so special, the opportunities that we have as communities on a regular basis, and we're not having the opportunity according to whatever the governance is to be able to gather and to put these together. But I want to say thank you to the Metier School District down there in Red Bluff, and thank you to the children who have sung that song and those two that continue to sing that song, because this isn't going to last forever, and we're just going to continue to move on in another date. But it's always such it's so heartwarming to hear those children sing that song in person and in presence, several hundred of them as they sing, and they just sing from their heart with all that might, thanking our veterans for their service. Once again, this week, November 11th, is Veterans Day. We want to make sure that you remember to honor our veterans and that you don't forget amid all of the other things that are going on, whether it's the elections or whether it's the COVID or anything else, our veterans stand true for serving this nation and the sacrifice. Since 1776, 48 million Americans have served in the United States military. 48 million since the conception of this nation. How important is that for us to know that we have the liberties and the freedoms that we have because of all of those people who stepped up and wore the uniform of the nation? Veterans Day is on the anniversary of the Armistice Day, World War I, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month at the surrender of Germany during World War I in 1918. How important that was and how important it continues to be today as we remember Veterans Day and the surrender of the First Reich during that time frame in 1918. It's important for us to remember those sacrifices. In the years since that time, since we began celebrating Veterans Day, America's armed forces have defended our freedom in many conflicts around the world. Those who say we are in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. Across our nation, around the world, the sloping hills of our cemeteries, a cemetery after cemetery with their rows upon rows of simple white markers bearing the crosses or stars of David are where our heroes have been laid to rest. They add up only to a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of heroes that we speak about and that I spoke about earlier. Their lives ended like places like Bella Wood, the Argonne Forest, Omaha Beach, Anzio Beach, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosun Reservoir, in 100 rice paddies across Vietnam, throughout the Middle East against the terrorists in the global war on terror. Under one such marker from World War I lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We are told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words. America must win this war. Therefore, I will work. I will save. I will sacrifice. I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arson or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and free women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism at home or abroad, and prey upon our neighbors. As for their enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, They will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it. We will sacrifice for it. We will not surrender it, now or ever, because we are Americans, and we love this nation, and we love this country, and we will do whatever it takes for us to preserve it. Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that continue the peace across our nation that we enjoy every day, regardless of all the other things that seem to try to take it away. Let us pray for freedom and justice and more stable world. And let us make a compact today with our living and dead veterans that we as Americans will not fail them or forget them, nor forsake them with God's help. In this time of uncertainty, we must remember God's promise to all of us. This is in Scripture. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, and I will not forsake you. Joshua 1:5. It's so important for us to know that no matter what takes place in our nation around us, no matter what takes place in our homes or in our communities, as long as we keep God as our faith, we keep our faith in God and we stand on the promises that He has given to us. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. And we, as Americans, we as individuals, when you're looking for your hope, our hope is in God. That's where our strength comes from. That's where His grace comes from. And no matter what takes place in the world around us, our hope is not in man, although sometimes it's really easy to put our hope in the individuals. Our hope is in the faith in God through Jesus Christ. And it's so important for us. As Jesus Christ set the sacrifice, set the example for our men and women in uniform, He bled for us for our sins, and our men and women bled and died for us for our freedoms. And it is so important for us to continue to move forward and to be able to make that happen and to not lose sight of what's so important for us to keep our eyes on the goal, because so many times it's so easy for so many other things to step in place and to take that away from us. And so also I want to remind you that on November 10th, this next week, the Marine Corps birthday was formally recognized in 1921 on the behest of Major General John Lejeune, who ordered November 10th, 1775, to be the official Marine Corps birthday since the Revolutionary War in October 10th. Originally, the Marine Corps was established October 10th of 1775. They got together, the men and got together, and they formed the United States Marine Corps at that time frame. And thank God for the Marines. I served with the Marines all over the world. And being a part of the Marine Corps as a CB, along with our other branches of service. But it's so important for us to remember these important days, these important birthdays of the different branches, but also of our Marine Corps at this time. Major General Lejeune was one of the primary leaders during World War I. And as we remember World War I through November 11th, which is Veterans Day, we just want to make sure we pay that honor and that tribute. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Don't lead me astray. Don't
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And let me tell you, when you're in the thick of combat and you just don't know whether you're going to make it through the next seconds, sometimes minutes, sometimes hours, before you're able to get back inside the wire, back into a safe zone when you're in country, you think about home. You think about, man, I'd like to be any other place than here. And home is a safe zone. Back in the United States, back at home. And you're in a foreign land like we were in Iraq, in the middle of a convoy taking enemy fire, and you're trying to make decisions second by second to survive the situation and to make sure that your men stay alive, and then to be able to pull out of that combat situation with all of your assets. Because when you're running convoys in a combat situation, those assets are priority to the men and women who are waiting at the destination. When we ran our convoys out of Iraq, we ran 177 combat convoys outside the wire. And our mission as Navy Seabees was to supply the Marine Corps, the Marines, with provisions, with combat loads, with water, with MREs, with concertina barbed wire, with toilet paper, you name it, all the essentials, beans, bullets, and Band-Aids is what we hauled. And if we didn't make it to the other end, those Marine combat outposts where they were out in the middle of literally nowhere, if we didn't get those supplies to them, they didn't have anything to eat. They didn't have anything to drink. Sometimes they didn't have bullets. It was our priority to make sure that we got there to them. And how important it was for us to complete those missions, no matter how much we'd like to be back at home. The mission was for us to be there to serve the Marine Corps, to serve our nation, and to make sure we were honorable in our service and our duty as we performed it. It is so critical that a lot of times you don't know whether a veteran was a combat veteran or a veteran wasn't a combat veteran. But, you know, it doesn't matter if they were a combat veteran or not. What matters is that the man or the woman wore the uniform of this nation and they served honorably. That's what it means. That's the bottom line. So I'd like to encourage you, as we approach November 11th to the Northern California Veterans Museum, is every single day is Veterans Day for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Every day we honor veterans. Every day we remember in one manner or another, and every day we continue to take care of those who served and continue that mission, making sure that they know that their service was not in vain. So many times our veterans come home from duty, from wherever it was, and nobody cares. Nobody has any wherewithal as to what that man or woman has seen or experienced, or the pressures that molded them into a different individual than they were when they left. And so I just encourage you, when you see a veteran, to just say thank you. They wearing their hat, great. If you know if they're wearing certain clothing or certain shirts, most probably they served. And a simple thank you sometimes is all they need to know that somebody appreciated where they were and what they did. You don't have to start a story with them. They don't have to start a story with you. But a simple thank you and appreciation goes much farther than you'll ever know. I'd like to play another segment for you. It's called What is a Veteran?
Some veterans bear visible signs of their service, a missing limb, a jagged scar, a certain look in the eye. Others may carry the evidence inside them, a pin holding a bone together, a piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel, the soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who have kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. But what is a vet? He is the cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day, making sure the armored personnel carriers didn't run out of fuel. He is the barroom loudmouth, dumber than 5 wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behavior is outweighed 100 times in the cosmic scales by 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 38th parallel. She or he is the nurse who fought against futility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 solid years in Da Nang. He is the POW who went away one person and came back another, or didn't come back at all. He is the Quantico drill instructor who has never seen combat but has saved countless lives by turning slouchy, no-account rednecks and gang members into Marines and teaching them to watch each other's backs. He is the parade-riding legionnaire who pins on his ribbons and medals with a prosthetic hand. He is the career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and medals pass him by. He is the 3 anonymous heroes in the Tomb of the Unknowns, whose presence at the Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all the anonymous heroes whose valor dies unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean's sunless deep. He is the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now and aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp and who wishes all day long that his wife were still alive to hold him when the nightmares come. He is the ordinary and yet extraordinary human being, the person who offered some of his life's most vital years in service to his country and who sacrificed his ambitions so that others would not have to sacrifice theirs. He is a soldier and a savior and a sword against the darkness. He is nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation ever known. So remember, each time you see someone who has served our country, just lean over and say thank you. That's all most people need, and in most cases it will mean more than any medals they could have been awarded or were awarded. 2 little words that can mean so much. Thank you. It is a soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We're honoring our veterans this November 11th for Veterans Day. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and Anchors Away is dedicated to Arthur B. Johnson, a slick-armed chief during World War II. And we are fortunate to have his daughter here. Nancy Johnson is going to be our guest this morning, and she's written a song about freedom in honor of her father. It's called Freedom's Drum. As we celebrate and we honor our veterans for Veterans Day this next week, November 11th, which is Wednesday, we want to remind you to honor your veterans. You know, if you don't put your flag out, you need to put your flag out, especially on Veterans Day or any of our major holidays. I fly the flag at my home and at the museum and at the fire station, which is our restoration facility, every single day. Because every day I am thankful for the freedom that I have and to honor those who have served. I drive the museum truck, and it has a flag on both sides of the museum truck. We drive the museum trailer, and it has a flag on the trailer. Believe me, those who serve this nation and have sacrificed and seen men die on a battlefield understand and know freedom a different way than any other American can, because Americans that don't serve think or try to have patriotism, but they don't know that sacrifice. They don't know what it's like to put a soldier or a Marine in a body bag and then have to take them back through a convoy, through enemy territory. And then try to stay alive themselves just to get inside the wire to get them to the surgical unit and then to find out that they're no longer with you or already knowing that they're no longer with you and you just have to go through the motions to get them back to the corpsman. Believe me, it's a tough deal. And it makes you appreciate what it takes for us to have the freedom and that sacrifice, because I saw it. I experienced it. I zipped the bag myself. and how important it is for us to continue to say our nation is important enough for us to continue to move forward, to have the freedoms we have, and for us to stand up for our liberties. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you're an American, you need to stand up for this nation, and you need to honor this nation. You need to honor our veterans, period. No exceptions. That's how it is. Because they laid their life down on the line for you. They were there and you weren't. And so it is so critical for us to remember and to honor our veterans who have served. Whether they were in combat or whether they're in the United States and they never left the borders, they wore the uniform and they had the opportunity to be sent away into harm's way. So once again, thank you to all of our veterans, our men and our women who have served. Those past, present, and future, we're losing our older veterans faster than you know. Our Vietnam veterans are passing fast also because of Agent Orange. And we need to make sure that we honor those that are serving right now so they don't think that they're serving in vain, because they're not. They're serving to continue for the freedom that we and the liberty that we have. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
As I'm rambling on, you know, it's so important for us to remember your dad was a Navy chief during World War II. And you are here this morning to introduce a song called Freedom's Drum.
Yeah, it's a patriotic song.
And you've written it?
I wrote it. It's only about a month and a half ago. It just came to me in one evening, and I've been wanting to write a patriotic song, and I just felt like needed to honor all the people that served in military and just regular citizens who have that lust for freedom and want to see our country stay free.
Well, thank you very much. We are going to debut your song right now. You're the one. You're the artist. That's
I wrote it, yes. And then big thanks to Bruce Turgan. He produced it, and he played on the album, and it was recorded at his studio and After Hours Recorders in Reading.
Wonderful. You're now listening to Freedom's Drum.
place, because the freedom's strong.
You just heard Freedom's Drum, and that's been written and sung by Nancy Johnson. And thank you, Nancy. We're going to take a break here, and you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we'll talk on the backside.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we find our country's
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Joe Biden has clinched the White House with a victory in Pennsylvania, but as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports, the president is still disputing those election results.
The announcement of the presidential winner came more than 3 days after Election Day, when Biden captured Pennsylvania and surpassed the required 270 electoral votes. He also carried Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan, flipping states that President Trump won in 2016. In a statement, Biden says it's time for America to unite and to heal, but the president is not conceding. He says his campaign will start prosecuting its case in court next week to ensure the rightful winner is seated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a temporary GOP legal victory, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has issued an order requiring Pennsylvania officials to segregate the ballots that arrived after Election Day.
Justice Alito's order Friday night came as part of an ongoing dispute with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's pre-election ruling to grant a 3-day extension to allow ballots to be received. In his new order, Justice Alito suggested annoyance he didn't learn until Friday. The state's top election official had issued updated guidance November 1st, telling electoral boards to count the late arriving ballots as soon as possible, keeping the tallies separate. A potential constitutional issue would be the question whether the state's high court had the legal power in the first place to grant the extension.
That is correspondent George Bonzani. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the American people sent a powerful message on election night that they're not ready for a radical leftist agenda.
I mean, these Democrats campaigned on things like packing the courts, making Washington, D.C. a state, giving amnesty to 11 million illegal immigrants. They boasted about that.
Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week leftist proposals will go nowhere if Republicans retain Senate majority control, even if Joe Biden winds up in the White House. More of these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
More communities are imposing new restrictions for COVID-19.
The mayor of Denver, Colorado, doesn't want to call it a curfew, but is asking residents to stay home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. for a month. He's hoping that will slow the spread of coronavirus cases, which could overwhelm area hospitals by the end of the year. Illinois' governor says a stay-at-home order is possible if the infection rate doesn't slow down, with more than 10,000 new cases a day. Governor J.B. Pritzker reported he was at a meeting with someone infected, and now he's in self-isolation. 5,400 new cases were just reported in Kansas. The state health director says county commissioners should have required masks and limited crowded events.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting it was a mixed bag to end the week on Wall Street Friday, with the Dow down 66 points, but the NASDAQ up by 4. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Tennessee death row inmate gets a reprieve.
Governor Bill Lee pushed back the execution from December 3rd until April 9th, 2021, due to the challenges and disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the fourth reprieve this year because of the virus. The inmate, who claims innocence, is scheduled to die for the 1987 stabbing deaths of a mother and her two-year-old daughter. A judge ordered DNA testing for the first time in September, and the results are pending. Rhonda Rockstar reporting.
The United Arab Emirates has announced a major liberalization of the country's Islamic personal laws, allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate, loosening alcohol restrictions, and criminalizing so-called honor killings. A broadening of personal freedoms reflects a changing profile of a country that has sought to build itself as a skyscraper-studded destination for Western tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its legal system based on Islamic law. More details at townhall.com.
Came home to Tennessee, a young man at the end of 45. Only one of seven men in his platoon that made it back alive. He must have seen some tough times, but he never talked too much about all that. Put his pictures and his memories in the cedar chest. Everything but his old army hat. By the time I graduated, the winds of change had blown across our land. They were burning flags and draft cards when they bothered to take some kind of stand. And we used to laugh at Grandpa like he was some old relic from the past. 'Cause he never left the house unless he was wearing that funny looking worn out army hat. Every eye was on him anytime that he went anywhere. They whispered and they pointed, but you could tell that Grandpa didn't care. Buddies who gave everything, the least that I could do is keep on wearing this old army hat. He called me up one morning, said he'd seen it on the news on his TV. They've opened up a monument to World War II in Washington, D.C. I ain't getting any younger, and I wish someone would take me to see that. I couldn't help but think they're gonna laugh at you up there if you show up in that silly army hat. Two strangers both saluted as Grandpa walked up to the monument. One said, "Thank you, soldier, for a job well done." The other said, "Amen." And a young boy said, "Sir, my daddy went to war and never made it back. Would you take a picture standing here beside me? And maybe let me wear your army hat. Every eye was on him, and there was not a dry one in the crowd. They whispered and they pointed, and Grandpa stood up extra tall and proud. He said, son, just keep it. When the young boy tried his best to give it back, you're a brave little soldier, son, and every soldier needs his very own authentic army hat. For your daddy who gave everything, the least that I can do is pass on this old worn-out army hat.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, This Old Army Hat by Phil Anderson. And it was dedicated to our World War II veterans at the World War II Memorial to honor them for their services during all of World War II, Atlantic and Pacific, and those who served at home and abroad. And I was fortunate to work with Tom and Debbie Johnson with Honor Flight Northern California, taking 24 airplane loads of World War II veterans back to the World War II monument and to escort them and to be a guardian and to work with them in the pushman wheelchairs. And time after time after time, we saw the veterans be thanked.
Yeah, my dad was, he'd gotten a little too frail to make that trip. So he missed out on that. And I kind of regret that we didn't know about it sooner, because the anniversary of Dad's death is coming up. It's going to be on Veterans Day, 10 years ago today.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, so it's really poignant, you know, kind of thing. But Dad was, he was in high school, senior in high school when they bombed Pearl Harbor. And so him and all of his buddies, they went down and signed up. And he said it was quite a sight. They, 10,000 naked men, young men, inside of the post office in Los Angeles downtown, and walking, you know, with their hands appropriately placed because they wanted to get through quick to see who was going to be healthy enough to go into the service. And as they shuffled along through, and so then Dad, he signed up to be in the Navy. So I appreciate Anchors Away, because he did like that song. And just growing up as a child of a combat veteran, I have three brothers, and we would sit at the dinner table and we would hear the stories. And Dad was he was the slick arm chief, as you said. And for people who don't know, that means somebody who hasn't put any years in the Navy, because my dad was an exceptional mechanic, gearhead. He understood engines, and he was able to fix things quickly, and he was a critical thinker. You know, he could figure out what would work and what wouldn't work. And so before he shipped out to the South Pacific, he worked at Long Beach, and he worked on a lot of engines on the ships. Yeah.
It's a major port at that time.
Yes. And one of the stories that Dad told, I don't know if he liked to tell it or not, was that he was hyper. So he liked to get things done quickly. And so they were supposed to change out these engines out of the ship. And the manual said to take them apart piece by piece and carry them up the ladders, you know, to take them and then bring them.
Which was extremely tedious.
Yes.
It took a lot of manpower.
Yes. And then to bring the parts back down and assemble the engine. Well, Dad thought, well, why don't I just cut a hole in the side of the ship? And then there was a crane and lifted the engine out and lowered the new engine in. I mean, he had it done in a couple hours, you know, bolted her in. But the commander of the ship, the ship's captain, he was not too thrilled. So he arrested Dad for, you know.
For
cutting a hole in the ship. But he said, I don't understand, you know, we're going to weld it and bolt it, plate it back together, and then this is just a quick way to do it, you know, in the war. And he was facing some major charges, but then the base commander, he got wind of it, and he saw what happened. And they actually changed the manual to that's how you should change the engines out, because you don't have time.
you don't have time. I mean, that was old school thinking.
Yes, yes. And so even at the end of the war, the guys told Dad in the Navy, they said, you probably wouldn't do well in peacetime Navy.
He thought out of the box too much.
Yes, he thought out of the box too much. And so that's, you know, just honoring all these guys that served our ranch out in Shingletown, which has been in the family for many years. It kind of became a gathering place. I like to call them Dad's War Brothers, you know, that they would come and visit and, you know, go deer hunting and have bonfires. And they would, you know, just bond together and share their experiences. And I think that was a huge part to healing, you know, to be associated with one another. And it never seemed like anywhere where Dad went, he would run into his battle buddies, we call them, you know, just immediately. And you know that, Rob, you have a kinship.
Yes, I do. My father was a World War II veteran. He's a gunner's mate on a Liberty ship in the South Pacific. They traded supplies for wounded Marines and brought them back. And so my dad opened a gas station right after World War II in the 50s. And as I grew older and was able to understand, I realized that 90% of the veterans, 90% of his customers that came in were veterans. And as I talked to them as a young man, they slowly, I would find out that they were with the 82nd Airborne in D-Day, or they were in the South Pacific, or they were in the Aleutian Islands flying B-24 Liberators, or they were in Europe. I worked for a man that was a part of D-Day invasion, and he was in a wheelchair, Mr. Danny Look. Worked for him for many years as a kid doing yard work. And I understood that he was at D-Day, but what was that, World War II? In 1967, 1968 seemed like it was a world away, only with 20 years difference. And yet, as we grow older and understand the men, the heroes that we talk to and work with, we're around every single day. And all of a sudden, now they're gone, and we're reflecting back on those times. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, now $1,799, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It was during the Vietnam conflict. A bunch of soldiers had been on a long hike. They arrived in a town called Saigon. And the next day, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. After the chaplain read the prayer, the text was taken up. Those of the boys who had prayer books took them out. But one boy had only a deck of cards, so he spread them out. The sergeant in charge of the boys saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." And after the service was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," the soldier replied. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you severely." "You see, sir, I've been on the march for 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions. You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one God. And when I see the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testaments. And when I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. They were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There was 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And when I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, and their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 of the 10 didn't even thank him. And when I see the king, it reminds me once again, there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack or knave is the devil. And when I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So you see, sir, my deck of cards served me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story is true because my son was that soldier.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And let me tell you, when you're out and about and you've forward deployed, sometimes the only thing you have is a deck of cards. So that is a really good opportunity to remind you of what a deck of cards can represent instead of all the other things that it represents. In a negative manner. Our guest this morning is Nancy Johnson. We're talking about her father, who was Arthur Johnson, a World War II veteran. And she has written a song called Freedom's Drum. We played it earlier. We're going to play it once more time at the very end of the program. And we're recollecting about the service of her father as a World War II veteran, just as my father was a World War II veteran. And Nancy, continue to explain some of the things that your father had explained to you as a young girl, and also that heritage, the military heritage that you have in your own family.
Okay, well, what really drove things home to me was my parents made sure that I took lessons and learned to play the piano and the organ. And at Christmas, of course, you, I don't know, 9, 10 years old, you want to play White Christmas because that's a beautiful Christmas song. Anyway, Dad would always say, I wish you wouldn't play that song. And he would tear up. And I was like, why? And he said, well, before they were getting ready to ship out, and he joined up with a bunch of his buddies to go out on a Liberty ship. And that was one of the fighting ships. In fact, you said, Rob just was telling me his dad was on a Liberty ship.
Yes.
So he was all, they were all, you know, having a big gay weekend partying and singing White Christmas before they were going to depart. And when the roster came out who was going, Dad's name wasn't on it. And anyway, he went to the commanding officer and said, well, why? Why? I want to go, you know, with my buddies and we're, you know, go on that new Liberty ship. And he said, no, that's not for you. And so the Liberty ship left and it was out at sea for 2 weeks. And it was sunk by Japanese torpedoes and all hands were lost. It sank in like 3 minutes. And so that was my really epiphany moment that, yeah, there are some really hard memories for my father. But so then his commander put him on in the LST group, and he that's where he was the chief on a LST, and that the number, they didn't even give those ships names, they just numbers.
There were so many.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
and there were so many lost.
Oh, yeah, and that's what they called it, the expendable ship.
Right.
And his number of his ship was the 470. And the LST stands for Landing Ship Tank. And if people aren't familiar with that, that is the ship that they could drive up onto the beach because the bow was flat. And it had the huge doors that would open up, and they would let the tanks out and troops. And then they would take back the dying and the dead. And that was the worst part, Dad always said, of course. And anyway, his ship was at every major battle in the South Pacific. He said that they were at 100 red beaches, and that means beaches under fire.
Right.
And his ship earned 8 battle stars. And my brothers, they were, you know how they have the DVDs at, you know, and at Walmart or whatever, and there was a World at War video, and they brought it home and plugged it in. This is after my dad had passed away. And it's the actual footage at one of the battles of the islands, and here's these LSTs running up onto the beach. And the one that runs up the closest to the camera is the 470. Talk about bringing tears to your
eyes.
Sure,
especially knowing that your father was probably on that ship at that time.
He was in that ship,
yes.
And it was under, you know, it was the real deal. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of respect for what he did, but what he was always able to find the sunny side. My dad liked to laugh, and so that's why he was a good teammate or a crewman with everyone else, because even in the midst of this horrific battle in World War II, they would come together and find humor, you know, to lighten and to be able to survive.
You have to be able to laugh. It's critical because you get tired of crying. I mean, it's just, you know, the pain and the agony and the suffering are always there. But the question is do you let it dictate your life or not? Do you push on past that? Do you continue to try to live your life? Now you have a wife and kids, and you have a new life, and you're trying to move forward. The memories don't go away. The memories are always there. But what do you put in place of those memories? How do you set your goals and move forward in your life to be successful and to be creative and to try to live on, to honor those who've died where you were at? Because you are the witness of that. That's why this program is so important. I was a witness to that.
Right.
And to not say anything is injustice to those who gave their lives. And that's why I think it's so critical for me in my life to be able to move forward and talk. My World War II father, I used to beg him to tell me about where he was and what he did and different things. And Dad just wouldn't talk about it. And it was, and I've talked to many family members who have World War II veterans as fathers, and they just wouldn't talk about it. It was almost like they said, look, when you get back, don't talk about this. But how important it is for us to know, for the next generation to know and to teach our kids so that they know, because that's the carrying on of our freedom and knowing the sacrifice. It's really easy to say, don't do this. But what's the reason why we don't do this?
Right.
What's the reason why we do do this? It's so important for there to be some type of explanation or understanding. I know it's painful when veterans talk. Many veterans still don't talk because it's so painful. It's anguish. But as witnesses of what takes place, it's important for us as veterans to speak and tell others so that they understand at least a small portion of where we were and what we did and what took place, so that they understand and they can appreciate that sacrifice. That's why it's so important.
Yeah, that's why it is so important, because you feel like a lot of the young people today have no clue of what people have given to make this country, this great free country. Another little story I wanted to tell, it's about Hank Clausen, and he was a friend of my dad's, but he was in the Army when it started. And anyway, he, I might have to tell that they wanted, after they bombed Pearl Harbor, Japan bombed, you know, they bombed LA, they bombed at Fort Stevens in Oregon. So they asked for guns to be brought from Monterey to Los Angeles. And he was in charge of that. And
Coastal Artillery.
Yes. So after about a week, they came looking for him, and they were ready to court-martial him, shoot him on the spot. And he said, all we have to pull these big guns with is horses. That's how we started World War II. And he said, I can only do 20 miles a day, if that. And so this is, I mean, we don't even understand where we started. World War II was pulling our artillery with horses.
Well, the beginning of World War II and even the beginning of World War I, we used wooden guns because there was no money for guns for war.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. It happened.
Yes.
It's just like Pearl Harbor. We weren't prepared. And when it happened, we were caught blindsided. Even though some knew and some did not know, the American forces were not prepared. They were not ready to go. And those men, I wouldn't say that they lost their lives in vain. They lost their lives defending the nation, but they lost their lives defending the nation with poor fighting materials. Even when they invaded the islands in the South Pacific, they were using World War I Springfield 1903 rifles. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Remember us, the Tula Kid?
Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions. Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
To the mailbox on that bright summer's day, found a letter from her son in a war far away. He spoke of the weather and good friends that he'd made. Said, I've been thinking about dad and the life that he had. That's why I'm then in the end said, you are what I'm fighting for. It was the first of his letters from war. He started writing, you're good and you're brave. What a father that you'll be someday. Make it home, make it pay. Honey, she'll not forget. Oh, her tears stain the paper with every word that she read. Said, I was up on a hill, I was out there alone when the shots all rang out and bombs were exploding. That's when I saw him, he came back for me. Fell to the ground. after captain, where her boy used to stand. He said, Mom, I'm following orders. I'll love your letters and I've come home again. He ran into Holder, dropped all his bags on the floor, holding all of her letters from war.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Senior Chief Rob Burrows. My guest is Nancy Johnson. And I didn't know many of the things in my father's service during World War II till he had passed away, and my mother allowed me to read the letters from war for my father. So many things that I didn't understand later in my years that I was able to read. Why didn't Dad talk about that? Why didn't he talk about this? I never knew that about my father. So many different things that he had written to her while they were in their courtship during World War II. They married after the war. We receive letters from people who donate their letters and their items and their husbands, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters, their uncles, their aunts' stories into the museum. And we read those letters from war. And you read where they were, what they said, what they did, where they're at, what they could mention, what they couldn't mention. And I am privileged to be able to read the insight from these individuals who donate that livelihood of during that time frame. And I'm able to read those intimate details during that time. And it just brings you so close to home, to those who served and those that were on the home front. And as your father came back and he was working there at home and talking to you about where he was and those experiences, whether you read those letters from war or not, those were his home stories, his heart stories from the war zone. And then, as you said, when the other buddies came together and they were there, whether they said anything or not, or whether they just played basketball or just sat and chatted or talked, their minds were in sync because they had served in the same places. They served under the same pressures, under the same sacrifices. And many times veterans with veterans don't have to talk. They just know.
Right. They have a like-mindedness. Yeah, I mean, this is incredible. And my dad was 18, so 4 years later, when the war was over, he went back to finish high school. So,
different world, completely different world than we have today.
Yes, I mean, what the can-do generation, they were sure right about that. I also wanted to mention that my grandfather was in World War I. He was...
As was mine.
Yeah, he was a medical corpsman, and he drove the ambulance. And, he was... everyone who served... And I haven't personally, but I empathize with them that it totally shapes your life. It totally is with you for your entire life. One of the last things, my dad was kind of out of it toward the end, and he was reaching in his pockets. And I'm going, Dad, what do you need? What do you need? He goes, where's that damn Smitty with the bullets? Where's the bullets? He was back in the South Pacific, and he didn't have enough bullets for his gun.
Well, then that's an experience that he actually experienced, obviously.
Yes, and so that's what I mean. We can empathize, but can never really know, like, what you've experienced or anyone in battle. It's and so I am totally grateful for everyone who has stood up for our country and to keep us free. I would also like to talk about some of the guys that came through the ranch and that were friends of Dad's, like Gene Schoenfeld. He was from retired in Shingletown, but he was stormed the beach at Normandy, and he never wanted to talk about it. And the incredible bravery that those men did. And then another one who came after, George Hendricks, he didn't storm the beach, but he was with Patton, and he sighted the guns. He sat under the guns, so he could not hear. I mean,
yes, literally, there was no hearing protection. There was zero hearing protection during World War II.
Yeah, and people want to say, Nancy, you're so loud. Yeah, well, if I wanted to talk to any of these guys growing up, I had to be loud. So I forget. Inside voice, Nancy. Another one of our family friends was Scott Bascom, and he served on a B-17, and he was a navigator. And that his story was that, you know, they said, if you guys survive 25 missions, then, you know, you're done. Well, they did their 25 missions, and they retired the airplane, and the guys went back to fight more. So just incredible intestinal fortitude to keep going and doing those things. And then one of the dad's friends who babysat us a lot when we were kids, he was a bachelor, and Boone Edwards, and finding out that he was a frogman. He was one of the guys that went into the islands, swam into the islands. Kilroy was here, and they did all the spy work to find out where the...
They were UDT, underwater demolition teams. Those were the first Seabees / SEALs.
Yes.
That's where they started.
Yes, yes. And to find out that he was part of the guys that put the... Kilroy was here to let them know that the Americans, we were here.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll be coming back for you.
Yeah. And then another one of Dad's friends was Jerry Sluter. He flew airplanes here in Reading, and he flew P-51s. And,
wow.
And Dad used to go flying with him. And then one of our dear friends of Jim Jensen, and he was in the Marine Corps in the South Pacific, and he was part of the first wave, and just one tough, tough man, but just loved his family, loved his country.
That's one of the reasons what we call them the greatest generation. And yet they're passing with the new generation that we have right now has no clue. They're not being taught about the sacrifice of these men who served in the history. They're trying to remove all of the history out of the books completely so that we can't even share or talk about the men and women who sacrificed, where they were, why they were there to fight the Nazism, the socialism at that time, the communism, the imperialist Japanese way of thinking with the dictator, all of those things that were fought against to take care of and to eliminate at that time, and then for us to turn around and see it's popping its head back up. You know, they said we're never going to fight and win the United States from a war, but we can fight them from the inside through the schools and through the interior portion of the nation. And we see that more and more every single day with the people that are in the streets and things, because they have been taught the wrong things. They have not been taught the sacrifice and why it's so important for us to have the nation we have and what has taken for us to have these freedoms. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
1968.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Marching all about, and we'll kiss off the rolling of love. For it's high, high here in the field of hill.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and this is our tribute to all of our veterans who have served past, present, and future right now, today, across and around the world. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. And we honor you November 11th on Veterans Day.
And I agree totally with what Rob is saying. We honor you. And whenever I see a veteran who happened to wear a hat that, you know, says he did his service, I always want to say, I always go up and say thank you. You know, I just, my dad had a hat and he did, and he just appreciated when people would come up and talk to him and say thank you. So, it doesn't take very much time to do that. If you're out and you see veterans with their hats on, just say thanks for your service. It means a lot to them.
There's so many times that they're just not recognized. You see people, I've been in stores, and I've watched people go down an aisle and see a veteran with a veteran's hat, and they turn and walk around, they go to a different direction. I think to myself, how selfish are you that you won't walk down the same aisle as a veteran who's wearing a cover, whether you talk to them or not, that you have such hatred and disdain in your heart.
It's hard to understand.
That you turn around and you walk away because you don't want to face, you know, that's straight up cowardice. That's just cowardice is what that is. That you can't walk up and say thank you to somebody who served.
Well, I think people have forgotten to be lifelong learners. When you learn something, always try to learn more. And we learned that from my dad. Always have your eyes open. Always be looking at what's going on around you. And try to understand other people's points of view. You have yours. And if you have your point of view, why? What is it based on? I mean, it's just being a grown-up, pretty much, being a lifetime learner.
We have a nation of 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Literally.
It could be. Another story that I'd like to tell about my dad was, you know, toward the end of the war, they were gearing up to, you know, they were going to invade Japan.
Yes.
And so this was just a horrific idea to think about because they knew the Japanese would not give up and that it would be men, women, and children that would be involved in ending this war. And they heard this rumor on the ship about an automatic bomb. An automatic bomb? Nobody could figure out what the heck that meant. And it wasn't until after, of course, when they dropped the atomic bomb, that it was understood because nobody had any idea, you know, that...
They probably never heard of the word atomic before.
No, they had not heard the word atomic, but that's what Dad was saying. And so I was very fortunate. Just a couple months ago, I was traveling back from my aunt's, and in Roseburg, I stopped to get something to eat, and me being me, there's a man with a hat on that he was World War II veteran. And I said, oh, my goodness, thank you for your service. You know, he's an older gentleman.
Right, 90s.
And he goes, well, I served on the Indianapolis. And my heart fell to the floor because that is the ship that delivered the atomic bomb.
Titinian.
Yes, and that is the ship that was under radio silence that was forgotten. I know people were busy. But then it was torpedoed and sunk by the Japanese, and all hands went into the ocean in a matter of minutes. And, you know, approximately 1,100 men went into the water, and about 300
survived,
were saved 5 days later because of the shark attacks and, of course, being burned and all this stuff. And just that horrific story, and to meet somebody who was there,
a survivor,
and to be able to say this is a grateful nation, you know, that more people are grateful than are not.
We say thank you for those who do not have enough class or clarity to be able to say thank you for themselves.
Yes, and there's no way that any of us, unless you were there, can imagine being in the water for 5 days.
You've written a song, Freedom's Drum. We're going to listen to it one more time here before the end of the program, right down to the nitty-gritty. And so thank you again for having the courage to write this song and to honor our veterans. Again, you're going to listen to Nancy Johnson's song, the words and her voice, Freedom's Drum.
To see what free men have.
Our guest again today, if you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, Nancy Johnson, thank you for being here. Thank you for writing this song in honor of our veterans. You have a website that you'll let folks know where they can reach you or look at more of your information.
Yes. Thank you, Rob. I'm so glad to be here. Anyway, I have a website. It's nancyjohnsonsmusic.com. And this is a song off of the album, which I have 14 songs. And there's another song I wrote about my dad's military service, too. So if you like me music, I'd love to hear from you.
Once again, this Wednesday, November 11th, Veterans Day. Thank a veteran. If you have a veteran in your family, call them up. Say thank you. I just want to say hi. Just want to say thank you one more time. There's never a better opportunity than right now. Right now is the time because none of us know what tomorrow holds. But every one of us knows that we have freedom today because of those who served.